Welcome to the podcast on Scales and Vectors. In this podcast, we're going to recap a bit of the work we did on mass and weight and make a few definitions as to what scales and vectors are. Subsequent podcasts will look at how we can mathematically manipulate vectors by combining them. But first of all, let's look at a few definitions. We looked at mass in the previous podcast and saw that it's measured in units of kilograms. Now, a kilogram was originally defined as the mass occupied by 1 litre or 1,000 cubic centimetres of pure water. As you can see, there could be a problem with that because water will not always be pure and at different temperatures will have different densities and therefore different masses. So another standard was chosen. And the Système International chose a prototype or an artifact of platinum iridium, which it called 1 kilogram, and that's stored at the International Bureau of Weights and Measures. Each country will have their own copy of that, which is made by comparing it to the original prototype. And the way you compare it is you put it on a balance. If you put the prototype on one side and an equivalent mass on the other side, the balance will balance out. Now realize here we're not talking about weight, we are talking about mass. For example, if you put a kilogram mass into water, it would weigh less due to the buoyant up thrust of the water. But if you put this balance into water with the equal masses on either side, it would still remain balanced. In fact, even if you took it to another gravitational field, say for example you placed it on another planet, the whole system would still remain balanced. So when we're looking at mass, we're not looking at a force, we're looking at a quantity that just has a magnitude. So mass only has a magnitude. Remember, we said that that was a scalar quantity. Other quantities which would only have magnitude would be something like energy. They are both scalar quantities. So other examples of scalar quantities could be things like distance or speed. So let's have a look at distance. If we moved away from our house and we moved away 100 metres, we told a friend that to meet us 100 metres from our house, where would they go to find us? It could be 100 metres south, or it could be over in an easterly direction, or a northwesterly direction. To give them the exact location, we wouldn't know by just saying 100 metres. We could be anywhere on that circle 100 metres from the house. So to define our position exactly, we need to give a direction as well. We could say 100 metres south, 100 metres east, or 100 metres north, 25 degrees west. By giving a direction as well as a magnitude, we are giving a displacement. And displacement is a vector quantity. Let's have a look at movement from one place to another. If we go from this place to that place, and say we had to move along a road system that had 16 kilometres of road which we had to travel along, the total distance travelled would be 16 kilometres. But our displacement, that is, the distance from the starting point to the finish point, not along the roads, but as the crow flies, would be 11.3 kilometres southeast. So you can see that displacement and distance for the same object that has travelled is a different magnitude. Let's look at some scalar and vector quantities. We've already seen just their distance and displacement. The previous podcast looked at mass and weight. A few other related scalar vector quantities are speed and velocity. And another example of a scalar quantity I've already mentioned is energy. And there's another vector quantity, acceleration. We'll be looking at all of these quantities throughout our year's course in physics. How do we represent these? Let's just look at speed and velocity. We use the symbol V to represent each of them, but you'll notice above velocity we put a little arrow there. That's indicating that that quantity is a vector quantity. We can also represent vectors graphically by the arrow. Now, the length of that arrow would represent the magnitude of the vector, and the angle and the arrowhead would represent the direction of the vector. We're going to use this representation when we're combining vectors. And our next podcast will look at how we can combine those vector quantities.